Where I Come From is Like This by Meg Barnhouse, minister, First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin, Texas.
When I was 23, I felt myself skating over the surface of my life. So focused on who I wasn't paying attention to where I was. Beauties would pass me by. I would find my mind in tomorrow already, not noticing today. So I started seeing things out loud. This is the time when the daffodils are blooming, I would say to myself. The sky is pale blue, and there are wispy clouds way up high. My brain would retrieve the name of the clouds, cirrus. My fifth grade teacher, Mrs. Greiner, called them horsetails. One good part of my spiritual path is earth-based, so I like to know where north, south, east, and west are from where I sit. I like to know what's underneath me, too. 370 million years ago, there was an ocean here in South Carolina. It was narrowing because the tectonic plate that carried the continent of Africa was headed this way on a collision course. 363 million years ago, it plowed into the plate carrying the North American continent. The edge of Africa was pushed underneath North America and it melted. The earth here was pushed up into mountains as high as the Himalayas. The piece of Africa that melted floated up to the surface as the granite along the Pakalit River, whose waters powered the textile mills, where Spartanburg County workers wove cotton into cloth until the mills closed down in the 1990s. The rocks around my house were formed by heat and pressure 8 to 10 miles below the surface. They're on the surface now because after the plates had collided for 100 million years, they began pulling apart at the rate of an inch a year, eventually forming the Atlantic Ocean. Over time, weathering and erosion have removed maybe 15 miles of surface. The Blue Ridge Mountains to the south and west of my house are remnants of the towering peaks, not even the remnants. They are the roots of those peaks, having made their way up from deep below. Under my house is dense clay soil formed by the weathering of the rocks that have come to the surface. They are crystalline rocks made up of crystals of quartz, feldspar, and mica, pyroxene, amphibole, and olivine. As water seeps into the molecules of the minerals and mixes with acid from the roots of plants, these minerals change into clay. The quartz breaks down into tiny pieces and becomes sand. My yard looks still, but it is not. Change happens fast and change happens slowly, but change is always happening. Geologists call that dynamic equilibrium. The earth is on the boil. Life, says Zen therapist David K. Reynolds, is playing ball on running water. Dynamic equilibrium. In order to keep my feet under me, I have to remember where I am. I want to know the names of the trees and the grasses. It is my goal to know always, no matter where I am, whether the moon is new or full, waxing or waning. There is a sliver of a new moon today. It rose just after the sun rose and will set just after the sun sets. It'll rise a little later every day until at full moon, it'll rise as the sun sets. I have to know where I am in order to be here for my life. I don't want to skate along the surface. Getting oriented helps me dig in. So I talk to myself about what I see, about what the earth is doing, about where I am in time, and about where I am on the crust of the planet.